a bandana. Before this one was Ace Travel with Friends. Up next, we have the weekly recap. Do join me.
Source of energy has arrived in your town. Source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3. Warning. The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM. Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia became the first African country to accept China's yuan for the payment of mining taxes. DEC summoned Archbishop of Lusaka, Alec Banda, for money laundering. Unknown number of people trapped after 16-story building under construction in Nairobi collapses. In sports, Morocco crushed Zambia as Polo Polo bow out. AFCON winless run extends to 14 matches.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Tuesday, Finance Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane said government will clear all the outstanding payments owed to farmers by 10th January 2026. Dr. Musokotwane disclosed that payments to all farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency are progressing, adding that the delay is irregrettable. In the interim, the FRA will continue to receive funds from financing institutions alongside proceeds from ongoing maize sales, thereby enabling payments to be made on a rolling basis in tranches. The minister further explained that farmers will continue to receive their payments during this period ahead of the final settlement date, 10th January 2026. In a statement made available to the media, Dr. Musokotwane stated that government recognizes the importance of timely payments and the role such funds play in supporting households, sustaining livelihoods, and enabling preparations for the ongoing farming season. He added that government remains fully committed to ensuring that every farmer is paid in full within the stated time frame. In more local news on Wednesday, the Drug Enforcement Commission confirmed that Archbishop of Lusaka, Alec Banda, was summoned to appear before the commission next Monday. DEC said the summon is part of ongoing investigations into allegations that the Archbishop received a Toyota Hilux vehicle from the Zambia Revenue Authority, which is accused of unlawfully disposing of government vehicles. The matter followed the recent conviction and jailing of former ZRA Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda and another officer for failing to follow procedure in the disposal of 22 government vehicles, one of which was allegedly found in the possession of Archbishop Banda. DEC Director General Nathan Banda said the Archbishop has been called to assist with investigations, dismissing claims that the move is politically motivated and emphasizing that no one is above the law. Mr. Banda added that the investigations have been ongoing for some time, with some vehicles already seized and suspects convicted, and expressed concern over the leakage of the call-out letter to social media, noting that the commission only wants to hear the Archbishop's side of the story.
The rule of law says nobody is above the law. Now, this particular case, has been running for some time. We seized motor vehicles in this case. Some other people that are involved, so the ZRA case, and then we were involved as investigators, some people have actually been convicted because government property was taken away from government and appropriated to people, individuals. Tell me what I should do as a law enforcement officer. So we issue a call out as a starting point, asking you to come because you have been mentioned in a particular activity. We want to hear your side of the story. Look, people are dubbed criminals, people are dubbed thieves in social media and so forth. We don't want that ourselves. We are professionals. We will not call you anything until it is proved in court. So we'll call you, come over, we'll have a chat. But here is the sad thing. When we issue a call out, colleagues, it's a private document for the person written on that document. Nelson Banda, come and report at DEC headquarters. It's for me. Then me, I'll get my lawyer, get my other lawyer, and tell them, accompany me. But what you people do, the moment you get the call out,
Meanwhile, renowned constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu strongly condemned the summoning of the Archbishop. Mr. Zulu described the action as not only unwarranted but deeply alarming, stating that it reflects a deliberate attempt to intimidate a respected religious leader who has consistently spoken truth to power. He stated that such a hypocritical action was not only shameful, but also exposed the erosion of the democratic principles of the UPND, once pledged to defend, adding that manipulating state institutions to settle political scores was a reckless and divisive path that has the potential to breed instability and fuel public distrust. Mr. Zulu emphasized that Archbishop Banda has been a courageous and consistent voice for accountability, and that targeting him now is an attack on the very moral ideals and democratic values he embodies. In more local news, on a Thursday, Zambia became the first African country to accept China's yuan, also known as the RMB, for the payment of mining taxes. And Kanchivia Member of Parliament, Sunday Chanda, commended the government, calling the move a big strategic shift, saying that it aligns tax revenue with how Zambia already earns and pays money, noting that China was Zambia's biggest copper buyer and largest creditor. He stated that the total trade between the two countries reached about $6 billion by late 2024, with Zambia exports to China at around $4.8 billion. Mr. Chanda added that the collecting yuan directly would make debt payments cheaper, as Zambia owed about $5.7 billion to China by late 2025. This will help avoid costly currency conversions and save foreign exchange. He also said the Bank of Zambia can now hold more yuan, reducing dependence on the US dollar, while China's role in Zambia's finances continues to grow. Mr. Chanda noted that the move brings efficiency and cost savings, but he warns it must be managed carefully to avoid too much dependence on one partner. In more news, the Patriotic Front presidential candidate, Grayford Monde, said he was prepared for the party convention, which will elect a successor to late party president Edgar Chagwalungu. In an interview with Parfum News in Osaka, Mr. Monde reaffirmed his commitment to national service, promising to restore hope, unity and prosperity if elected. He explained that he has reflected and is offering himself for the presidential position.